Let's do arms.
It was a rare moment for students inside the Union East Elementary School gym in Cheektowaga as a U.S. senator led them in a physical fitness drill. Senator Gillibrand was there to promote her Fit Kids Act, urging Congress to include it in the final version of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act.
But we know among children that if a child is obese, they often will not sleep well at night. They might have sleep apnea. They also may be made fun of, so they may not develop strong self-esteem. So it's really important for the well-being of our kids and their long-term success and future that we give them the opportunities to be successful.
This is where the work of physical education instruction goes on every single day.
Cheektowaga Central School Superintendent Dennis Kane.
We know too well that youth are not exposed to and encouraged to participate in physical activities as much as they need to.
In Western New York, there are an estimated 96,000 school-aged children who are overweight or obese. Some school districts have been forced to cut physical education due to fiscal troubles.
The bill is trying to address the budgetary shortfalls. A lot of our public schools have had to make serious cuts, and without funding, it's very hard to offer a physical education program. But healthy eating habits, healthy lifestyles, those can, of course, all be developed first at home. And most of our parents would really love the support at school, which is why we're trying very hard to get more money so that we can have higher nutrition standards in our school lunches, as well as get money so that we can have phys ed programs.
The Fit Kids Act would provide school districts and community-based organizations with needed grants for activity programs. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.